Diversity. The condition of being different. Different in form, color, behavior, and even ecological function. The state of Florida is rich beyond our understanding in terms of its natural diversity. From the vast longleaf and slash pine forests that historically covered much of the state, to the fabled river of grass known as Everglades. From the windswept and salt-sprayed maritime forest, to the bountiful bottomland hardwood swamps, Florida is a naturalist paradise. Nearly 700 species of wild vertebrates make Florida their home, with many times that number of invertebrates and plants. It is not enough to know that we have this amazing natural variety of organisms, but we should seek to understand the conditions that permit it, so that we can strive to maintain the proper ingredients, ensuring the natural future of our beautiful wild Florida. The key ingredient is habitat. We must understand the principle that wildlife needs wild lands. This program is one in a series of programs highlighting Florida's natural communities. The Florida scrub is one of those communities. It is a plant community that gets its name from its scrubby appearance rather than any particular species living there. The habitat is generally dominated by shrubs and is home to an astonishing number of plants and animals found nowhere else on Earth. Scrub has the distinction of being one of the earliest plant communities to develop in Florida. Scientists believe that as Florida emerged from receding seas, land bridges were formed where water had previously been. Many organisms established themselves on the peninsula. When sea levels rose again, plants and animals were cut off and, over time, developed unique traits. Scrub communities are distributed on the deep sand ridges in the middle of the peninsula, which are actually ancient sand dunes of early Florida. Scrubs also exist on more modern sand dunes, left by later sea level changes on our Atlantic and Gulf coasts. The geologic history of Florida has endowed scrubs with many unique features that Floridians should proudly claim as part of their natural heritage. For instance, there are about 40 different plant species, such as this scrub holly, that are restricted to scrub communities. Many of these plants are even further restricted to a few isolated scrubs in Lake, Orange, Osceola, Polk, and Highlands counties. Many scrub plants, including the pygmy fringe tree, scrub blazing star, and four species of woody mints, including the long-spurred balm, are listed as endangered by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Another beautiful endangered plant of the scrub is the scrub lupin, a member of the pea family. Lupin leaves are covered with velvety fine hairs, characteristic of many plants living in desert-like conditions. Even though scrubs receive more rain than typical deserts, similar harsh conditions are mimicked by deep, porous sands. Other adaptations to the hostile conditions are seen in several plants which have a thick, waxy cuticle, like this Florida jujube, or curl up their leaves to minimize water loss, as exhibited by this sand live oak. Many even possess thorns, which are simply modified leaves thought important to water conservation, as well as a deterrent to browsing herbivores. Scrub animals must also cope with intense heat and brief periods of water availability. The threatened sand skink overcomes these problems by swimming beneath the sand surface, thus avoiding exposure. Its travels can be traced by the S-shaped trail it leaves behind while foraging for termites, ants, and insect larvae. Nearly 50 species of animals, most of them insects, are restricted to scrub communities. The rosemary grasshopper is found exclusively on Florida rosemary. numerous beetles, bees, ants, and flies are found only in the scrub, and many of them have exclusive relationships with particular plant species. It may be a reproductive relationship, as with this scarab beetle pollinating a scrub flower, or a feeding relationship, as exhibited by these rosemary moth larvae, which live exclusively on rosemary. They look like rosemary needles, which helps them avoid predation. Are you able to pick out the curved body of one larva near the center of this picture? Scrub also supports a host of unique spiders. This white wolf spider is a ghostly predator during twilight hours when it is nearly invisible on the sand where it hunts. There is also the red widow spider, which is a close cousin to the more common black widow, but is found only in scrub. Everything, including this gopher tortoise that lives and breathes in the scrub, has adapted to harsh conditions that keep out less hardy invaders. Many scrub mammals, like the Florida mouse, are primarily nocturnal. Florida mice get much of their required moisture from stored seeds. Reptiles, such as the blue-tailed mole skink, scrub lizard, indigo snake, and the rare short-tailed snake are all listed as threatened by the state of Florida. Each has adopted a lifestyle successful in the scrub. Another member of the scrub community is the federally threatened Florida scrub jay. Florida scrub jays display an elaborate social structure rarely exhibited by birds. Scrub jay families establish and defend territories against predators and other jays. Only one pair in each clan will breed. Young raised as long as 6 years ago help with feeding, defense, and nest cleaning chores. Family members act as sentinels to warn of danger, and when a hawk is spotted, all birds dive for thick cover where they remain hidden until the danger is gone. Fire is an important aspect of the scrub community. Young scrubs are difficult to ignite because of sparse ground cover and patchy vegetation. If left unburned for many years, scrubs become dense entanglements that burn fast and furious when ignited by a summer lightning storm or people. Plants exhibit two main mechanisms for re-establishing after seemingly devastating fires. One is to simply maintain the majority of the energy reserves out of harm's way, below ground, as done by several scrub oaks. Resprouting is very rapid after fire for many species. The other popular mechanism, exhibited by Florida rosemary, is to put energy into producing seeds that can withstand fire. Many seeds that have lain dormant in the soil for years are actually stimulated to sprout by fire. If fire is intentionally kept out of scrubs and they are allowed to progress to this mature state, many scrub organisms will not survive. Many scrub inhabitants depend on fire to create an early successional stage for their specific requirements. Prescribed burning is an important management tool for scrub, as well as many other habitats in the southeast. For much of Florida's history, scrub was considered a hot, desolate wasteland with no apparent economic or aesthetic value. This narrow point of view led to conversion of biologically important scrub lands to more economically beneficial citrus groves. Scrub is also attractive to developers, who buy it at bargain prices, avoiding the many regulations involved in developing wetland habitats. Suburban lawns and citrus groves, requiring much water, now occupy large areas that were once scrub. With the direct economic potential of scrub coming to light, many Floridians are overlooking the ecological benefits that scrub has been providing for thousands of years. The same geologic structure that has shaped scrubs makes them an important link in our water cycle. Many scrub ridges are directly associated with high aquifer recharge, as water percolates through the sand to the aquifer systems below. Scrubs also provide abundant food resources for wildlife in the form of acorns, scrub palmetto berries, and many others. Several large animals, including deer, turkey, and Florida black bear, make seasonal use of scrub when native fruits and nuts are plentiful. Scientifically, scrub has proven to be a real treasure trove of unique organisms, such as this fly that looks amazingly like a wasp. One woody mint species, known as Garrett's mint, was not even discovered until 1987. The fact that wildlife needs wild lands is well known to biologists who consistently cite habitat loss as the number one reason for the decline of many scrub species. With a high proportion of species restricted to scrub as compared with the state in general, and considering scrub's important role in our water cycle, more Floridians need to be reminded that wildlife and people need these wild scrub lands. What can you do to ensure that tomorrow dawns on the same scrub species as today, so that our children and our children's children can visit these strange Florida deserts for themselves? Take some time to examine the Wild Florida brochure that is available with this slide program. There are many suggestions provided for government officials, conservation-minded groups, and individuals who can take action on behalf of Florida scrub. Over two-thirds of our scrub has been lost already. Let's not wait until it's too late to save this long misunderstood and critically endangered Florida habitat. This program was produced by the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission to increase people's awareness of Florida's non-game wildlife. Grateful acknowledgement is given to the following groups or individuals for use of photographic images in this program.